She's going to get them. Welcome back.
Well, we welcome y'all to That's What I'm Saying, the podcast about hip-hop, dating, sex, relationships, and social issues. I'm sometimes ratchet, because you know what me and my sister do, but mostly woke perspective. So listen and subscribe to That's What I'm Saying. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, you can listen to us. Also, watch That's What I'm Saying, the TV show, weekdays on Island TV. You can just download the Island TV app. Follow us on Instagram at TwizPod. So I'm Sean.
And I'm Shatara.
Hey, sis. So we got what's the introduction? Who's the special guest?
So we have a special guest today, and I need a little drum roll for this. So we have Bad Boy, recording artist. He is a writer. He is an author. He's a rapper. He has a song on the Godzilla The Godzilla soundtrack, collaborating with Led Zeppelin and Puff Daddy, the Come With Me song. Y'all remember that one. He worked with David Bowie on the Training Day soundtrack. The song is This Is Not America. We all know that movie was the jam, and the song was a jam. On the P. Diddy and the Family, the saga continues. He collaborated with the members of Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Bad Boy for Life, the song. Don't forget it.
Bad Boy for Life. We ain't going nowhere. And not only is he Mr. Mark Curry, and we're going to give him that credit, but he is our brother.
I hope I did you right.
That's a credit right there. He's our brother.
Yep. I like that. Yo.
You can cash happy $20 later.
Welcome, welcome, Mark. Welcome.
Hey, bro.
Hey, beautiful sisters.
Hey, now.
Somebody is looking like daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's daddy right there.
Yes, right. Mr. Kendall Curry.
So, bro, look, you know, I've been watching, I've been seeing you all over the socials and all over the place, but this right here, because we are family, and I want us to really make this about family and letting people see a side of you that they may not even know existed, where you came from, what we doing. So, tell our audience who's listening, knowing that we are family. The Curry family, but growing up, tell us about, because what brings us together is our daddy. Our daddy was one of a kind, so I know you got stories about daddy.
I got about 15 to 16 brothers and sisters. Big family. I got more sisters than I do brothers. So I think I got 5 brothers and maybe 11 sisters,
I think, right?
I think so, something like that. And, we got all the alphabet sisters. I got the S's. I got the R's. Big family. We all come from New Jersey, right? I'm happy to be here, man. We come from a great family, man. I want to give an introduction to my sister, who's a renowned comedian, and she's making her way up all the way to the top in the world. None other than the one and only Shatara Curry.
Thank you, brother. doing it. So, because one of the things is I think we come from a very talented family, a musical family. So tell us a little bit how that started for you, this going into the music business, growing up, you know, just like music.
That's because your father only knew how to play maybe 3 songs on the piano. He used to say, "Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong, boom, boom. I'm working all night long, boom, 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 boom. Hey, all right, that's what I say." Hey, I come home, I'll be listening to him play that drive. Like, you can hear his organ all the way down the street.
Oh.
You'd be like, "What?" He'd be like, "I think I heard an organ." And then you'd be like, "Oh, he's in there playing the organ." Then
you smile. He taught himself how to play.
Yeah, he had 3 songs that he definitely knew how to play.
And singing too, his songs that he was singing "Best of My Golly Wow." That was.
And then he had Uncle Tommy too. I don't know if y'all knew Uncle Tommy used to know how to play piano too. And then he used to come to the house all the time to bring his dates to the house. And so we have music in the family all the time, yes.
You know,
music
is where we come from.
Yeah.
So when you say daddy playing the organ, the funniest thing, he would be singing. And I have friends that used to like call me and they joke around. They'd be like, "Oh, my darling, my love." And they'd be like, "Your dad over there singing?" I'd be like, "Yes."
But now I look back at it, Daddy had a beautiful voice. Like, all jokes aside,
he was a recording artist.
And he'd be like, your daddy can sing. Like, he would give himself props. He was his own hype man. Your daddy can sing. I'd be like, okay. Teach me how to smoke, mister. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to smoke because you make that shit look cool.
Sure did.
You remember he used to sing like this. There comes a time when you heed a certain call. When the world must come together as one. That's how the old school singing is. There are people dying.
But don't let a Nat King Cole song come on. You can't tell him he don't sound like Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
So it all depends. And then, you know, the man could whistle. That was the other part. Like, it sounded like a bird was in the room. He was a professional whistler. And I'd be like, listen, man, you got to teach me how to whistle.
Yeah.
I need to learn how to do that.
People always see when I be in line and I be whistling. Yes. Because I be at like the hardware store.
Uh-huh.
I be whistling. I be like.
Oh, yeah, you are a whistler.
They be like, I wish I could whistle.
Yes.
I be like, oh, my bad. People get mad at you when you can whistle.
When you can whistle, yes.
Yeah, I'm a professional. You get mad. It's a gift.
It is. And I had to learn.
So I think you got a lot of gifts from Daddy. I think we all got certain gifts from him, legacy from him. What is it, Mark, that you got from Dad?
I inherited the struggle, the dream.
Mm-hmm.
I inherited the hurt, the pain. I inherited the reason to have to keep going for the family name. I inherited that. So he had it when Pops was here. Pops had a mission. So everything that he did, I kind of like mysteriously end up kind of like doing the same kind of things. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, yo, the only way that I'm gonna be able to change the pattern of things in life would be by my footwork. So I had to allow him to live in me to make better decisions, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because without making good choices, we wouldn't be able to, period. So I inherited a lot from him. Like, I inherited his embarrassment. If there was any, that means, you know, just from trying to, I remember he told me when he was on his days out, he was like, man, the only thing you try to do is just be a man and work hard and make it happen. And they just make it so hard. Mm. And I always remember, what was he saying? He was like, they make it so hard. And I'd be like, who is they? They are the people in the world that are looking at you. And they expect you to fail. Mm. So you have to win just because people are standing around expecting for you to fail. So I inherited that. A lot of people letting you down. You're the underdog. But you know what? You're the most loving individual. The ladies are going to love you. The friends are going to want to be the best friends with you, but it just happens to be like that. Mm-hmm. Charismatic. I inherited his charisma.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think we all have a little bit, you know, of course, from him. And that's something I can look at you and I can say, like, Daddy's charm and charisma. Which I'm like, man, if they had to just put that in a bottle, it would have
sold out. Yeah, like famous.
They don't make them like that no
curry
more.
Curry grape, curry strawberry.
Yeah, like they definitely don't. They don't make people like that no more. Like, you don't really see that, and that's, you know, one thing. I was like, my dad was a lot of things. Daddy was a lot of things, but he was a stand up man, and you know that perseverance that he had. I absolutely see that in you.
Thank you.
You know, and that the way that he loved his children, like all of us, you know, and there was a lot of us. We was a couple of different teams over here, but he loved every single one of his children. He was so proud. I remember when you, I guess you had just signed with Bad Boy at the time, and you pulled up in the limo outside of Louis
on Cedar Lane,
in Jersey. And I was, and you know, got there with Daddy, and he was just, you know, the way that he was talking to you about the deal. Cause still, after, I guess you was, you know, that was the time I was like, my brother Mark, I love you, but boy, you know, you was out there doing your thing. But you took what Daddy said. It's like you sat there, you listened. And he was, you know, about talking about business and just you came to him seeking his advice. I remember.
That's my mentor.
I remember that.
That's my, what they call it, the guiding guide. What does, you know, the thing that guides you.
Your guiding.
Gilbertor.
Your what? Okay.
Guiding Gilbertor.
I'm like intuition?
Yeah. You know, the Gilbertor is the guiding Gilbertor is like the warrior that leads you into realms.
Okay. I remember
the
that.
Guiding Gilbertor.
Yeah. So that I just, the way that you.
My hero.
Him,
it's my hero.
You listen to him. Mm-hmm. As wild as you was back then, you listened to that.
Listen to my pops. I remember Pops told me, he said, "Mark, let drug dealing go. It ain't for you." I said, "Wow, what do you mean?" He was like, "Drug dealing ain't for you."
You know why I'm laughing.
He told me a long time ago. He was like, "Drug dealing ain't for you." But I was too nice. I'm like, "Oh, the crackhead says she's going to be right back with my money in 10 minutes. I'm good." He was like, "You asked me, have you seen the crackhead yet?" "Nope. It's been about 3 days."
She got a good heart. She got a good heart, Daddy. She got a good heart.
Yeah. It's just like he always knew. He knew working, doing construction was not for Monty.
Yes.
Right.
No, it
wasn't.
That's our other brother. Yeah, like he knew his kids.
Right.
Yeah, he knew his kids.
Everybody
think,
got talent, though.
Yeah, Keenan, Kevin was more like me and Daddy. Mm-hmm. We'd be like, "All right, let's do it." Keenan and Monty was more like, they was like, "Let them chill out." Monty used to be like, "Let them cool out."
But see, like you, like Daddy, like you're good with your hands. So like my mother would say, like, you know, your Daddy grew up in the segregated South, and he grew up at a time where Black men had to create opportunities for themselves. Nothing was handed to them. So your Daddy had to, you know, kind of figure out with his hands, you know, what he was good at and sell that. Mm-hmm. So now that I'm older, I respect that. Cause back then I was like, "What?" But now I see like, wow, that's some stand up quality to have and to pass on to your kids. So when I would say, you know, we need a cabinet, Daddy was building cabinets. We need a deck, Daddy's building a deck. We need, you know, the attic redone and finished. Guess what? Daddy was at Home Depot buying sheetrock. Like, my dad was doing it all. He was a construction man.
He made us Christmas gifts.
You know what I mean?
Remember the Christmas he made us some chairs out of wood? It was broke.
He made all our cribs.
Huh?
Y'all don't remember this. Hi, you reach King Kerr Construction. If it's broken, if it's broken, we'll fix it. If it's something, we'll fix it. If it's wood,
he do everything.
I have friends that still call me and say that that same message. Back when we used to have the
commercial that he made.
The thing on the phone with the little record button. You'd be like, "Go check the message." You'd be like, "Yeah," be like, "Hi, you reach King Kerr Construction. I'm sorry no one's in right now to reach your call, but if you leave a message, we'll glad to get back to you. If it's broken, we'll fix it. Something. If it's wood, we'll make it. If it's broken, we'll fix it. If it's wood." I was like, wow. This
Daddy
dude was amazing.
He was a true entrepreneur, and that's what I got from him. Just like, you know, he was a cabinet maker. He had the barbecue shack. He had the radio, the
record
store that I was
stores.
Running. He had the candy shop. He had the, he was a producer. He built the studio. Kid Capri. He built the studio.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang.
Jay-Z.
It's
a lot of things y'all don't know. You know, The Rock, his partner just passed like a month ago.
Who?
The Rock. His friend named Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really? Rock just passed like a month ago.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, they had Jay-Z and all of them. It's a lot of things y'all ain't know what they were working
on. All these artists. I'm like.
Yeah.
Definitely was.
I used to wonder like how they used to know me, like. Like, I already knew Kid Capri, but I remember Jay-Z used to call me, "Hey, Mark Curry." I used to be like, "This nigga say my name a little bit too smooth, like he know me." Like, what? Hey, Mark Curry. I'll be like, wow, what's going on, man? Now, after that, you'd be like, well, guess that's the climax of the day. That's what go back home from here. I was going to Jay-Z party one time, and I got out the car. I was in the cab. And I was like, wow, this is going to be a Jay-Z party. I said, I don't know if they're going to really take to the Bad Boy artists coming. So I'm like, I want to go. I don't want them to think I'm spying or nothing. And then I got out the car. He was like, he was across the street. He said, Mark Curry, what's up? Mm-hmm. I was like,
who, me? You,
that is me. What's up? I got right in another cab. Take me back to where I came from. Oh, yeah, that was it. That's all we need.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that name is, I could be a little bit of anywhere in the world. And when I say my full
Mark
name,
Curry.
It's like, you Mark a Curry? No. Like, how many of y'all are there? Like, oh man, like, you a Curry?
What really messed them up is when they find out that Steph Curry is related. It's not related to us, too.
Oh, listen here. That's okay. Yeah. I got some dinner reservations off of that one. That worked out real nice.
You hear what I said? They really tripped knowing that he's not related to us, too.
Right. No, we're going to make him related.
Yeah. I you know. Curry the season. I go with it. So I'm like, yeah, whatever.
It's Curry season.
Somehow, yeah. So, Curry season. So, Mark, let me ask you, how did you get into the music business? What was your original? How did it first start out?
Because my father always instilled the spirit in me to never give up and to always pursue my dreams and push forward, never go back. So once I worked hard at being the best that I could be and understanding myself, and then I was like, Mark, I know who you are. And then you was like, who are you? You'd be like, I know what you want to do. I know what you're supposed to do. I know what you're supposed to say. I know the friends you're supposed to be around, the places you're supposed to be, and the things you're supposed to be doing. You'd be like, wow, that's a hell of a fine way to know yourself. So when I finally got to know myself, which was one day I was fishing in Mississippi, long story, but I was fishing and I ain't have no friends but me. And a dog.
And
I was like, man, I had to work on finding me. And I was like, wow, I talked to myself. And I used to talk to myself so much, I was like, you might as well make it rhyme. So, you know what I'm saying? At least entertain yourself. You'd be like, here we are. You know, I'd just be rhyming little stuff. Fishing and wishing. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, fishing and wishing, intuition. I'd go back in, quarter cafe for the dish. They used to be like, this dude is crazy. Because that's just what I had, you know, to make fun. And then I wrote some rhymes down on the paper one day. And one of my friends was like, he rap. I said, you rap? He from California. He said, yeah, I rap. I said, let me hear your rap. And then he rapped. He was whack. Huh. I was like, bless his heart. And then I was like, I rap. And then he was like, for real? I said, let me show him. I rap some songs. He was like, you rap for real? I said, yeah. He said, you sound like somebody who really, really rap. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to tell you. I don't know what you're playing around or not. And then that's when Puff Daddy said that he wanted to be my friend.
Now, what year was this?
Yeah.
About 97.
Yeah, okay.
Puff Daddy said, hey, Mark, how can I be on your team? I said, I like the way you phrased that.
Mm-hmm. How did you cross paths?
Truthfully?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you want to give me a lie, I'll take you to one.
I mean,
you think about it, okay?
He met me through, your brother went through a long walk in life. He met me through some gangster stuff.
Mm. Okay.
That's how he met me through my friends. And
there's
it was
that. Real,
it was there. That's how he met me. I was like, I don't want to be no rapper. I just want my money. Mm. I saw, and that's how he met me. He met your father.
Yes.
When he met your father, he was like, wow, you're a powerful individual. He said, you got a lot of love.
I
got loved in every crevice of the world, man. Mm-hmm. Everybody think highly of me. So that's what made you be like, man, so if the world can love me, then how could you hate me so much? Mm. Like, all right, cool. You just hate me because the world loves me. Mm-hmm. My brothers and sisters love me.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. You know you love. So yeah, that's me and him. So that was 97, and he wanted to be down with you.
With me. Yeah.
So what was that like at that point?
I was like, I wish I could change his last name. He wanted to change his last name to Curry. Because everybody wanted to be part of the sauce, part of the season is the reason. Nah, but to be so we just get right. It's when you're around people who are geniuses and brilliant, people who know how to think, people who know how to love, people who are anointed, it's an attraction. And you sometimes you say, you know, I want to be a part of you just so some of that energy can beat off on me.
Right.
So my energy is so high energy that he said, hey, bro, I just want to hang around you so I could be a part of that energy. I want to share your understanding. Hmm. I want to talk and walk like you and all of that. I was like, yeah, that's what you should want to do. If I was you, I want to do that too.
Awesome gangster shit.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo, you really thinking right. When you feel like you want to be like me, one thing I can tell you is you sure do got some clear thoughts going through your mind. Because before I be you, I'd rather be me. You know how somebody be like, yo, people be like, man, mm-hmm. I wish I was Jay-Z. I used to be like, man, I wish I could be more of me. Hmm. I want to be, they should be like, what you want to be when you grow up? I said, I just want to be an older grown version of me. I want to change. Right. You have any regrets? I say, no, I don't regret nothing. You know what I mean? Anything. Do you wish you was rich? Nah, I'm already was rich before I could even think.
Right.
I was born rich.
Hey.
That's okay. One thing about Curry, you born rich. Let's go.
There's a lot here, I believe, that goes with our name. There's a gold mine there. But
it is.
We got to work for it, though. You know,
you it's do. Already we there. Do.
But in order to bring it out, we have to work hard. And I think that's something that's our family. It's a legacy thing. You know, we're very blessed. We are
very blessed.
Favored. Right. But we go through things as other people do too, but we go through it because it means just that much more. That's what
you're
I
right.
when it comes
to I have too many sisters and too many brothers to ever, ever, ever have to go in CarMax and can't find a cosigner.
Shut up.
Look at y'all. Y'all, Tara almost left the screen. You see what she was.
He like, I should not have to go to Rent-A-Center. I got to go to Rent-A-Center to get a couch?
Something wrong here.
Hey, yo, you want to know something, though? That's real honest. As a family, if you build your family on love, trust, and unity, there's nothing that we should never not be able to come together to do to help each other. Because other different races of individuals as families, they really stand for each other. They really be like, look, I'm going to make sure my son got, you know, when you look at insurance and you be like, wow, insurance for a kid now is probably like $800, $900. But if they sign on to their grandparents' insurance, the insurance might be like $400. So then you say, well, you know, when you look at it, you say, we as family, we don't, sometimes we have things and we say that what we have is what we don't want to share. Mm-hmm. And the things that we don't want to share is like credit. You can't die with credit. You might as well help somebody around you with credit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can't die with all of these things that we're trying to protect. We'll have good credit and feel like when I get 80, I'm going to be like, when the last thing you're going to see on your dying bed is this. What's my credit? What's my 3-1? What's my 3-1? They're going to be like, you're dead, but you got an 820.
Right.
On Equifax.
Oh, you know what's what I'm saying? What's my FICO looking like?
Yeah. On your dying bed.
Yeah, so what
does it all mean if you have it to share with nobody? What does it all mean? What's it all for?
It's not even. And that's something that's a hard thing that I believe our father was fighting for. To make sure that everybody has something. To make sure that we understood the meaning of coming together at the end of the day to keep pushing forward. We all need each other at the end of the day. And sometimes people forget about that. Not saying that we have, but people. So our message goes beyond just what we think or how we feel. Our message it goes to reach people. So when people come together and say, hey, we brothers and sisters, do you know with 15 brothers and sisters what we can accomplish?
Mm-hmm. We can, you know? And I just to add to that, because as I've gotten older and I've seen how other we are family. It's a lot of us. We not always on the phone. Sometimes there's arguments and this stuff, but what I have seen is families that don't operate like this at all. Like, they don't have that closeness. They can't tell jokes and laugh. They can't pick up the phone and call. Mm-mm. That's your sister and that's your blood. And I'm so blessed, because I always tell people, I say, you know, it's a lot of us, but we are a family. It's not perfect, but nobody is perfect. But when I tell you, like, we are light years ahead, when I've seen some of my friends and some of the people that I'm looking at, I'm like, how you gonna have a brother or a sister and the closeness is not there? I'm like, I could get on the phone with my sister and we could laugh for hours. We gotta hang up the phone. Like, all right, I got stuff to do, because the time we have is so good. Bro, I didn't talk to you today, but how many, 8 times today before we actually got here? It's just that closeness. So I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful for it, because I realize that not everybody has that. So I want us to continue to grow that.
You could go to jail and your bond be $700, driving with no license, suspended license. They'd be like, yeah, you got to go to jail, $700. You know, I got enough brothers and sisters where I'd be like, yo, Cash App 27. And I'm going to have $700. Yo, this Cash App 27, they got me hemmed up over here. Need that 27 real fast, right? But if you go to jail, right, I'm not saying that anything's wrong with this, but then you'd be like, I can't believe I'm in jail and I only got $400. You start looking like, who's holding out? Who's holding out? Who's holding out? You'd be, yo, come on, man. Then you hear the story, you come out, you'd be like, so you didn't send me the 35, huh? Oh, no, my Cash App card wasn't working. And I had just finished coming from the grocery store. I couldn't. You'd be like, when you got family, you know it all. It's just all funny. I will say this.
When I came to Atlanta with my husband a little while ago, all I said was, this is where I'm at. This is where we at. And I don't know. I'm sure you remember. And we all met at the rooftop. And we closed it. We shut it down. It was so many of us. You know what I'm saying? Friends of friends. And it was, we had a good time, but we shut it all down. Everybody's like, who hung up there? It's like, all of us. All of us. Who are there? All of us.
Yeah.
We were so deep.
Yeah. And they stayed open late. You know, if your father was still around, do you know me and your father was like Martin and Will Smith on Bad Boys?
Yep.
We'd be like, who's this? I'd be like, it's Kamal. Who's that? Tina's boyfriend, so say it is. We'd be like, let's run them through the test. We'd be like, come here, man. Let's run them through the test.
We'd be like, about 30.
Yeah. And then he'll be like, I don't think he got it. So he'll ask him some stuff about construction. And really, if you don't know how to answer that, he'd be like, you know how to read the tape measure? Like, he'd be like, nah, you don't know how to do, you know how to build nothing? Nah. And he'd be like, you don't build nothing.
What you going to do with him? What you going to do with him?
What you going to do with him? Yep.
He was tough. Your dad was tough. Yeah. I was always like that on my sisters. Like, when y'all, like, if y'all was around, when I used to be, Monty, Tina, my brothers, I used to always protect them. And my sisters, I could say all my sisters really only dated, like, one or two guys. They didn't have no several boyfriends. I'd be like, nah, that's enough. That's enough.
We're not doing
too many guys is walking around saying that they used to date my sister. I don't like that.
We gotta shut
after
that.
That's enough.
You'd be like, nah, that's enough.
Two dude minimum.
After two, yes, a two dude minimum.
Uh-huh.
No, max. Mm-hmm. Yeah, max.
That's not fair. I'm like, that's not fair. Now, Mark, that's not fair.
Y'all ain't never had no whole bunch of boyfriends. Every time y'all got in a relationship, y'all got tangled up.
You right.
Y'all was, watch y'all out. Had a high, what they call that, a high appraisal rate when it comes to dating.
Yo, wait a minute.
Like, their appraisal rate is up there.
That little two week fun turned into 3 years quick.
Yeah, real fast. You be like, damn, all behind making somebody laugh. You be like, wow, If I'd have just went over there and acted miserable, I wouldn't be going
to this. Be all hemmed up.
Now we in a relationship. 3 years later. 3 years later.
So mess around being happy, man. Around the wrong people. You cannot be happy around the wrong people.
Well,
that's a word. That's a word.
It is. That's a good one.
Very true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to act like you upset. You ever just act stupid around people and they be like, oh, duh, stupid. Your car is right there. You be like, I wanted to get in it. You know what I'm saying? You be like, I'm finna get in my car and leave from these people. But if you get, you be like, man, I'm finna leave. They be like, well, you got to be like, have y'all seen my car? They be like, it's over there, stupid. And then that's when you go get in and then leave. You be like, well, you already knew the rest. You so smart.
Right.
People be smart up until they realize they don't know the next part. You ever notice that about people? They be smart.
Their knowledge runs out. Like, wait a minute. Knowledge,
they act like they you until they be like, so what was Shatara doing in this case? They be like, I don't know. You be
like, waiting. Just waiting. What you gonna say?
Yeah. They be like this. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You be like, so you smart all the way up until a certain point. Then after that, it zeroes out. That's people. They be smart. You ever had somebody telling you what to do until you lose something? You be like, damn, man, I just lost 100. They be like, why? They be like, well, I ain't mean for you to lose 100. You be like, I just lost $100 listening to you. You listen to people, you lose sometimes.
Right. So let me ask you, in terms of like gems, because you're dropping gems right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Who... I would say, okay, so we got Daddy. Daddy's on the table. He's dropped so many gems.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know about some of the women in your life. So you talk about sisters. What are some gems from some of your sisters? I like that question.
I like that one, too.
Any sister, never make yourself
so available. Never be too available. Mm. Always have something else to do. That means, like, don't sit and wait, even if... It's attractive for a woman to just go buy fresh bread and put fresh flowers in the house. And you'd be like, wow, I can't believe she done went and bought some flowers. She's different. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And she thinks highly, like, your time is everything. If you tell a guy, hey, we going on a date at 9 o'clock and he pulls up at 10, let him come on through. Let him do everything he's supposed to do. When he get there, just tell him it's too late. Mm. It's too late. Next time I tell you 9 o'clock, be there at 9 o'clock.
Right.
You're going to respect because everything you want from me going to be there for you when you ask for it. So the only thing I need you to do is respect my time. It's two different kind of things here. You say, I got to respect me and my body and my time. Mm-hmm. And you got to respect me, my body and my time too. It's no difference.
Okay. So don't be too available.
Yeah, don't be too available. That means like sometimes when people call and say, are you busy? Say yes. Or you want to know something I learned from your father? When people call you, they're supposed to say, hey, how you doing? Can I speak to Shatara? Yeah, this is me. Are you available to talk right now? Yeah. You busy? I can call back in a minute.
Right.
But most people that just start running their mouth, talking mm-hmm. about what they're like, oh, you never even asked me if I was busy.
You know what? That's funny because that's what I do now. When I talk to people, especially like when it comes to bookings, the first thing you want to ask is, are you available to talk right now? Can you talk right now? Because sometimes, you're right, some people just go right out the gate like the horse, poof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're like, oh, shoot. Well, thank you for your social security number, but that was a lot.
I always ask, are you available to talk?
Yeah. Sometimes I always say, you know, when they call, I'd be like, first of all, hello, good morning. Because people don't even know how to greet you in the morning. They just be like, hey, listen, da, 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 da. You'd be like, hold on, you calling me? You ain't say good morning. You ain't say if I'm busy. You'd be like, man, let me tell you what. I'm going to call you back.
Right.
You know how long it's going to take for them to get that call back?
Right.
Mm-hmm. About three days.
True. So in terms of being available, I know you're interviewing a lot. And I'm glad that you took the time to talk with us and shoot the shit. Is it a lot with what's going on right now? Like, are you tired of talking? Because I know every time I turn around, it's like... Everybody want to talk to you and what's going on.
The Diddy Puffy, the whole thing. How you feel about all of that going on now?
I feel like my mother and father is in their grave saying, yes, like that. We ain't going nowhere. I'd be like, damn, they know the words and everything. possibly like, don't worry, if I write rhymes, I write checks. I'd be like, who said that? That was my daddy. You know what I'm saying? So we ain't going nowhere. So I just said, man, look, again, whenever anyone goes against the anointed, this is God's children, you don't have to worry about vengeance. You don't have to worry about being victorious over your enemies. Mm-hmm. You just got to pray for them and say, you know what? You're so stupid that I'm going to pray for you.
You so stupid, I'm going to pray for you.
You're so stupid, I'm going to pray for you. Because people who don't know how to do the right things in life need prayer. You ever told somebody, well, I'm going to pray for you. I'll pray for you.
Yeah.
People but be bless messed up. They be like, I'm hungry. You be like, boy, you need prayer. Mm-hmm. Everything somebody need in life, sometimes they're going to need prayer for. And you're never too rich to not need prayer. Some people get to the point where they feel they don't need prayer no more. Like, when people be like, you know, when people be like, good luck to me, I be like, I don't need luck. Luck is only something for, luck is only needed by somebody who ain't prepared. If I came here tonight to win, I'm already prepared. I don't need luck. I came here to win. Mm-hmm. Take luck and give it to somebody else who's not sure.
That was bars. Okay.
Yeah. Real talk. Okay. I don't need no luck. Luck. What's luck when I prepared myself to win? Found the only way to get in deep was to muscle in. Act fast and think slow, steady hustling. Okay. Devoted to a game people can't be trusted in. Money hunger. Look quicker on the burner than them. I'm a fast learner. Rooted more firmer than them. There must be more than life than wanting everything for real. Something more than waking up to do whatever I feel. And I'm no longer in need of shit. I'll pistol grip with you. Then dump a full clip in you. That's what that's the songs I was singing back in
the day. I know why you was fishing, right?
Yeah, while I was fishing.
I was like, okay.
And I was lying. You know how they say rappers was lying? I rapped about having cars I never had.
Right.
All kind of stuff.
Girls I never dated.
Uh-huh.
Rap was like that. You just like, you can just think whatever you want. Just make a song about it.
Dream it.
Yeah. You'd be like, man, I had a fight with a bear. And then people came up and said, ah, and I said, they started helping the bear. Because I'm like,
that's your wrong.
So you asked a good question, because I mean, I've seen you a lot on social media. There's a lot going on, and you know, are you tired of it? And I know you're saying this, you know, no. Daddy and your mom is, there's a legacy that you still persevere and you still going to move on. And I guess I'm hearing, you know, pray for the ones that be wanting to touch the head of the anointing, because that's kind of what has been happening here.
Yeah.
You know, I've just, for me, I'm, you know, seeing all of this, and it's like, I know my brother, and I know what, you know, some of what you had gone through and what had happened on the label. So it's not old. Look, now it's coming back up because we're in this age of information. I keep saying it, you know, things are coming to light. But you've been shining a light on a lot of this. So it's not new. You know, it's not new. It's just being told in a different light. It's just being told in a different way. So what is it that you want to, I guess, achieve or get out of this? At this day and time, 2024, moving forward, how do you see this moving forward for you, Mark Curry?
I want to have a first, second family reunion.
Okay. We could do all of that. We're doing that.
Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said, though?
Yeah. What?
What?
First, second.
I want to have our first, second family reunion.
Okay.
So when you think about things you work hard for and you work hard for family, you be like, we come together to enjoy. We come together to enjoy holidays, vacations. We want to travel together. We want to go book them cruises that be going across. I'm going to go in my room over here, come out, meet y'all by the pool deck, slide down the little slide, get in the pool, have a few cocktails, be like, yo, I see y'all in a minute for dinner, and we just live.
Okay.
We never got a chance to do none of that.
We do some of it, but not
no,
all.
No, we never got a chance to really do it the way your daddy.
Like, I didn't go down the slide.
The way your daddy meant for it to be?
Yes. Okay.
Your day, you know, God, you said God meant
I got
me.
It.
Yeah, he God meant me to push a Bentley.
Yes. Okay, moving forward, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do more of that as a family.
But we got to have credit, money. We got to have planning.
We got to have family. Yes, we working on our estates.
Because you
yes.
can't be the single sister that's bringing Scram Jones, which you be like, now we're going to be there like, who is Scram Jones? Come on, Scram Jones, let's go over here to, let's talk. Scram, you be like, so Scram, you know how you be asking, so Scram, you got some, Scram. He be like, man, your brothers is wild. You be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, Shantice, you already know. You know how I get down.
I know. Okay. All right.
You know how I get down.
So, so moving forward, you know, I love to try to have to keep you focused. You're going to speak how you want to speak.
Because I was started thinking about Scram Jones.
I know. Where you come from?
Here I go.
Because I thought about it. I like, this guy really, I'm Scram Jones. I'm like, damn, Scram. Go ahead. It was a sub. Damn, Scram.
Mark, stop it.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go. Scram.
Okay. So last question, the book that you wrote. So now you wrote, Dance with the Devil. It's been almost 13 years ago.
And 15.
It's 15 years ago, but it's coming back up. It's seeking the light. So what is anything that you want to add to that or you want to speak on the book? We know we're going to make sure you get some sales, you get more sales of the book.
The Bible is the oldest book in the world, and it's the number one selling book in the world, too, at the mm-hmm. same time. So that just lets you know, books don't get old.
Yes.
Okay. Music gets old. Books don't get old. And that's why I wrote a book. I said, I want to write something that's going to be here for forever. Forget a song that people are going to listen to, dance, and then forget about it tomorrow. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to make you pick it up and read it. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to learn how to read words. You're going to have some kind of desire for information mm-hmm. to feed you. You're going to feed yourself with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a harvest. It's harvest time. Come on, let's go. That's why I wrote the book. So I can harvest. You know, they say a man's supposed to plant seeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when the seeds, you know what they say about the story about the man who planted the seeds and then the evil came and put weeds down with the seeds, and then the mm-hmm. weeds and the harvest grew together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he said? You know what they told him? Separate. Wait, let everything grow.
Mm-hmm.
Let everything grow.
Okay.
And he said, when everything is grown, you separate the weed from the harvest and you burn the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let it grow. You got to let everything, as your little brother would say, let the little niggas grow. That's what you remember him? Remember him? Let him grow. Everything, let him grow. Oh, Kevin Kev, let him grow. Okay. Y'all laughing because y'all know what I'm talking. Yeah. Do y'all curse on yourself?
What you sometimes. Mean? On the show? Yeah, we curse. You didn't hear Shazara?
I don't know shit. I was just trying to throw one in there.
Nah, yeah. Oh, shit. Guys, this is
I knew y'all curse and stuff.
I think I said a motherfucker.
On a TV show, we're very try to be clean.
We're clean on the TV show, and I have a hard time.
On the TV show. Here we speak our mind. We speak exactly how we want to talk.
That's good.
Yes.
But so, I'm versatile. I can clean it up. If you need me to clean it up, I can clean it up.
I know. Yeah. Need some tape.
That's right.
She needs some time to do it.
Says she needs some time. Wow, this is crazy.
No. Yeah, because her default is not cleaned up version.
Listen here. I can do clean.
My sisters, if y'all go to the beauty store, y'all only in the beauty store 3 minutes tops.
Oh, is that a compliment?
Some people be in there for like an hour of 30 minutes.
Try to get their whole, like, wow. whole life together.
Yeah, y'all be in there for 3 minutes, top 2 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you. No good. I was in the beauty supply store yesterday for 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
You know, they be having little jingalangs, little gold.
Know, right? All kinds of good stuff.
I need some foam. I need some edge tamer. I need some everything. And that Asian man just put me aisle two, aisle four, aisle seven, aisle right here. I'm like, all right. Oh, let me get a little lip liner while you're over here, Chang. Pass it over here. It's my little man in Foster Village over here. You know Foster Village.
You're telling these people, oh, that look nicer on you.
You know.
That look nicer on you.
I'm like, why do you know about the perms? He's like, no, you need super. I'm like, whoa. Hold on now.
When they started doing Philly cheesesteaks at their restaurant, things been going, you be like, Philly cheese? Wow. Oh, you want a Philly cheese?
You better go ahead.
I didn't know that. Oh, man.
Philly cheese? You ever went into the Chinese restaurant and the Mexicans was in the kitchen?
Oh yeah,
only
yes.
in New
yeah,
York.
I've seen that. Yeah,
in New York.
Yep, I've seen it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
When you go to the soul food restaurant, it'd be Mexicans. They'd be cooking turkey wings. You'd be like, "Wow, what do they know about the soul food?"
Pretty good though,
because they have the instructions. They had some, you know, T-Bone be instructing them. You know,
hard working.
T-Bone, put more salt up in there, T-Bone. It'd be T-Bone soul food.
Nah, I won't go to the IHOP unless I see some people that are seasoning that steak. I'd be like, wait a minute now. Yeah. Who's back there making my steak? And I taste the seasoning. It's a difference.
Yeah.
And that's wacky.
I go to IHOP, I get that turkey and dressing. Go ahead. Yeah, the turkey and dressing with the vegetables.
You better go ahead trying to get Thanksgiving dinner at IHOP.
Ooh. All I do at IHOP is the pancakes with the strawberry sauce, with the strawberry syrup.
Give me
that butter.
I don't know. I don't trust that butter, but I love it.
Big steak omelet. That's it. With no mushrooms.
You know who else? You know when your son came down, that's the only thing he wanted. It'd be dinner. You'd be like,
it's the pancakes,
what you want
right.
to eat? He said, IHOP.
IHOP.
Everything. IHOP. What you want for breakfast?
Strawberry
IHOP. What you want for lunch? IHOP.
IHOP. Yep. And you got to go right home afterward because they do not work. They do not do
and go to sleep. Good. You go right to sleep.
No, nope. All of that.
Go to the bathroom first.
You ever ate at IHOP and it was so good, you just said, just put the air conditioner on and stay in the parking lot for about 20 minutes.
You ain't lying.
And Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel too. Like, oh my goodness.
And you know what I like to do? I like to go in Cracker Barrels, right? And then I go into the restaurant. Yo, y'all forgive me on this because I'm just funny. And I'd be like, can I get a salad? They'd be like, yeah, do you want some crackers? You'd be like, no, I do not.
What?
Absolutely do not like crackers. Say it loud. Say it loud as you can. Because, you know, whenever
like no
you
crackers.
Get a chance to say the word cracker, you got to use it. You're like, crackers? I don't want no crackers.
Because you know Cracker Barrel. Black folks say they uncomfortable with Cracker Barrel. It's too historical.
Cracker Barrel. You ever go in there and look at the people in there, you be like, it look like, man, everybody is 82. Mm-hmm. They be putting their chief over there and stuff, and this gumming
like
man.
They got Confederate flags in the upholstery in their car.
All right, but I got one for y'all real quick. Don't Little Rod look like rerun Freddie Stubbs?
Why you say that? He
look
I've
at him. He look like rerun like, Freddie Stubbs.
He's cute.
Would you date Little Rod?
No.
Who?
She don't even know who
Puffy
is.
Touched him on the thigh.
I'm not sure who it is. Who?
The dude who looked like Captain Crunch
with
all of the merits. War merits.
I haven't seen him. Let me look him up real
quick. He's all over the news right now. Said Puffy touched him on the thigh and too close over to his genitals.
Now,
do you believe him?
Good question.
He don't look, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't look at no dudes or nothing like that. But you know how you could tell when a dude is a little sexy? You be like, that's a little slight. Yeah, you'd be like, man, that nigga's he's like a little bit suspect. You'd be like,
he's a little saucy.
You know, eyebrows too arch, or you know how somebody might put makeup on. You'd be like, real niggas don't wear makeup because you can't play basketball.
But this 2024, though, I'm not even saying they real niggas, but they doing a whole bunch of other stuff. It's a whole new world out there, for real.
Yo, if they were sleeping with Lil Rod.
Rod.
Man, I don't know, man. I guess all kind of people make bad decisions. I don't know. He just don't. I don't know, man. I ain't into that life.
You got the best old man responses. I guess all kind of people make all kind of bad decisions.
Yeah, they make some bad decisions.
That's right up there with nothing but nothing leads to nothing.
Yeah.
That's that equation right there.
Like, you can see Chico DeBar saying somebody touched him on his backside, you know. And I'm going to tell y'all what. I was expecting Lil Rod to be like this. They'd be like, so Lil Rod, what happened? And they put the mic in. So Lil Rod, tell us what happened your night over at Puff Daddy's house. And he'd be like, I woke up. My pants was over there. I felt a little slippery sensation.
Bye, Mark.
I was numb in my butt. And then it was a guy behind me saying, I'm almost done. You'd be like, oh my God. Then I slept with Lil Rod. That's what you would say. Because everything, all the signs was there. But if he say, he touched my thigh, you'd be like, okay. What happened? He touched my thigh too close to my genitals. Come on, man. So now, now all of this is going on behind that. So, and then you look at it, you be like, wow. And then you're looking at all of the girls that be like, you know how many girls that back in the days when you used to sleep with a girl, they used to be like, oh, you think you're just going to sleep with me and leave me? You be like, yeah, that's what happened. Slept with you and I left. You know what I'm saying? I'm out. You're still there. She be like, oh, no. You're going to pay for this. And then they got that vendetta thing. Women, you ever had bad luck going on? You'd be like, you be with your friends. You'd be like, hey, man.
Wonder what you did.
Shit just ain't going right, man. It's like, got a bad luck, a bad cloud over me. My credits is no good. Mm-hmm. And you wonder what it was. It was what you did to that woman. That's how powerful women are. You know
that's
what I'm
saying? That's good that you even go back, because that's a lot of times that's what it is. It's just the karma that we bring upon ourselves for how we treat people.
Yeah. So I think homeboy's hurt right now.
No. There's a message here. You know, this I'm gonna call it the Diddy thing. It's a message.
It is because she was like, oh, so you think you just gonna come work me multiple times and not help me? He was like, yeah, I'm Puff Daddy. I'm Diddy. She was like, I got you. Boy, mm-hmm. She put him through the ringer. So sometimes what you got to say is, sometimes it's best to just be the girl's friend. Don't sleep with her. You have it. Sometimes you got to look at her. You say, girl, you so fine. We just going to be friends.
Yes.
I am not sleeping with you. That's what you got to say.
You so mm-hmm. fine, we just going to be friends.
Yeah, we just going to be friends. I am not sleeping with you. Huh?
Yeah, because you're afraid of what might happen if you do.
You're afraid of what might happen. You know what?
Particular one.
I remember back when I was younger.
He looked like Mark was around.
I used to meet somebody, I'd be like, look, I know you probably think that I'm meeting you, then we're going to go back and then have some drinks and then get something to eat and then go back to my room, and then one thing's going to lead next to another, and then next thing you know, we're going to be. And I said, I know what you expect. But that's not going to happen tonight. And when you do that, you hurt their feelings. They'd be like, I can't believe you told me. You just told me we're not. Next thing you know, they want to do everything you told them which you wasn't going to do.
And all you was doing was taking them to the IHOP and sitting in the car for 20 minutes with the AC on.
And using that reverse psychology. That's one thing about charisma. You use the reverse psychology. You'd be like, I just know you don't think that me and you are going to have a one-night stand, baby. This is going to be a three-night stand. I'm doing this for 3 nights. It's not going to be one. Ready? Three.
Ready? You get ready.
Yeah. Well, at least you're thinking of me 2 extra days. Yeah. I love y'all. I like talking like this more than talk about Puffy.
Yeah. And I know you. We Puffied out over here. We Diddied out. You know, especially because, I mean, that's enough, you know? And I wanted our audience to really hear you, you know, off of that, you know? And we know you're a prankster, you're a jokester, you like to laugh, yeah. You like to have a good time, you're a storyteller, you're long-winded, jokes. You tell long stories, but they be so good.
You telling long stories. Kevin tell long stories. Don't
yes,
talk
who
about
we get
me.
It from? That's our brother. And y'all, yes.
Yeah, I got a brother. Yo, you know, Kevin, you got to be like, Kevin, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to need you to stick straight to it. Do not take me for a ride around the corner. He be like, oh, so bam. When he start the thing, he start off with bam.
Four scoring 17 years ago. He start
doing all
the
sound effects. Bam, boom, skrrt. You be like, oh, shit. You be like, here we go, Kev.
But that's bam, you, boom, Mark. Skrrt. That's you.
No, it ain't.
So
that's you.
You laughing at you. That's you.
No, that's you. That's you.
I'm telling directly stories.
Huh? You should have seen the other day when I asked Shantice to co-sign for me on this truck I'm trying to get.
God.
She sounded like a nigga going to jail. You ever heard a nigga going to jail? He got all the excuse. Oh, that wasn't, who'd you say it was? Oh, that wasn't me. Oh, no, that wasn't, I know I was nowhere near that address, sir.
Ha-ha.
You know what I'm saying?
Ha-ha.
I'm just joking.
All right,
I'm just joking. My good credit sister.
They,
I cannot believe you got an 870 Fickle score.
There you go. speak.
You let man find out that they're gonna be looking for you. Like, who's that girl with that 870?
That's why I said we don't let nobody know anything.
Meet the wrong dude, Shatara. She gonna come back with like a 540. How the hell you went down 230 points?
What you call him, Scram? Scram with Scram.
Scram. Messing around with Scram Jones over there.
Scram Jones over there. Right.
Scram. You like, man, did you just mess my sister credit up?
She won't let
I
it happen.
I never argue with nobody about messing my sister credit up, though.
We would not have
my sisters do not co-sign for boys' stuff.
No.
Out of all of y'all, I ain't never seen that.
Nah,
one of y'all
think that's,
go head over here for no that. Boy. Huh?
Thanks for being the co-signer on that.
Yeah, yep. I ain't never seen y'all go head over here on no boy. You was like, oh. Dang. Yeah.
Dang, you know what happened. All right, yeah. Look, because you know we'll be over here talking for hours, right?
We could do this more.
Yeah, we could do. We could do a part two. We could come.
We
so
could do a
next
part
time,
18.
Yeah. So next time we want to invite you back to our regular show because you know we got the woke ratchet, we got the weekend love, we do the hip hop, we talk about hip hop, our favorite old school songs, and so
bring
me
in on ratchet.
Yeah.
You we sure? get the topics, okay. Yeah, and then give us like advice.
Sexy
hour.
Red, we play Sexy Red in the back. Boom, boom, boom.
You gonna like, play Sexy Red?
Like, what? Will you be like? This girl's ratchet.
We could do all of that.
Who's the most ratcheted rap female rapper right now?
You just said it. You just said her name.
Sexy Red.
Yes. Most?
Who do you think?
The most.
Who do you think is more ratchet, Sexy Red or Foxy Brown?
She couldn't. Sexy Red couldn't understand why they wouldn't let her perform. I think it somewhere because she smelled like weed. They had weed. She couldn't understand.
At a
like,
high school.
Wow, at a high school, right?
She went to a high school to do.
Sorry, I didn't mean to have that open mouth.
Smelling like weed.
She couldn't understand.
You know, she put that Kool-Aid in it. And you know she got that fruit punch Kool-Aid. You know, you remember when y'all was young, they'd be like,
"Yeah, take the fruit punch,
put that Kool-Aid
on in. To dye your hair." Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kool-Aid. Get that Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
She got that Kool-Aid.
You don't
hold
think
on,
so?
But hold on. What about Ice Spice?
I like her.
No, she looks like a dandelion.
I think she's a cute little look. Like a
no,
little.
She, every time
little
I see, I just want to go.
A little curly brow.
They belly and they.
Yeah, she's cute.
She's not. When I see her, I want to go.
Oh,
she like a dandelion. Remember the dandelion you
put? Oh, that's so cute. That's cute. I wish somebody would say that. That's cute.
Oh.
Blow me some like wish a Q-tip. You know, the that's Q-tip gonna be her after you do it like this, about eight swirls, you'd be like, damn.
She's so cute.
Ice Spice.
I like her. I like her and I think she's talented.
They all ratchet. I think
they all, nobody's like stepping it up, really.
Right, so what does Ice Spice do?
It's the minimum. It's to be ratchet.
You thought
what
I was
kind of song does she rap?
She be like, you thought I was feeling you? That nigga a month. That nigga a month.
Can't nobody even clearly define that one song. What does Jodeci sing?
Come and talk to me?
See how quick your answer came?
Right.
See how quick your answer came?
But look who you asking.
But I'm saying that.
Y'all not 70?
No.
But I'm saying that they're all ratchet. Like that is ratchet. the you know requirement.
Millie Jackson was ratchet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not
that
what
was
you
your
say. It's
father's
how you
friend.
Say it. You can have a flow.
That was a special friend.
Name some old school ratchet women. Millie, you got Millie. Who else?
Right, Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan, let me rock you, Chaka Khan.
Vanity.
Mm-hmm.
Madonna was still around with that Material Girl. Remember Material Girl.
That was my joint. I love
Material. But they use words that, you know, were a little more creative than just dropping it, you know, flat out. Everything was a little more creative, a little more, you know, poetic. You could say some real nasty shit, but put it in a way that it's like, oh, shoot, did she just say meet me on the rooftop tonight?
Yeah, meet me.
I got a surprise for you all night long.
What?
It's a difference than... Mm-hmm. You know, today it'd be like
everything started going wrong after they did that. Baby, turn around and let me see that sexy body go boom, boom, boom.
That's my jam.
He was like, what?
I like that.
What? And remember, girl, you look good. Why don't you back that thing up?
That's the song of the 99s and the 2000s.
Everything started going down.
Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited. Ooh, boy, I like try, but I can't. You're dancing too close.
Kept going. He was like, oh, Lord, we're out of here.
Yeah.
Then Cisco came out. Remember Cisco?
I like it when you get it go.
It's no mystery now. Now it's no real mystery.
Huh? You're right.
And you want to know the crazy thing is, Cisco wasn't singing to no boy. I mean, no girl.
Yeah. A lot of these rappers and artists wasn't singing to who you thought they were singing to.
Yeah.
Who else you think? Now here, since y'all want to keep the show popping, who do y'all think was singing to the opposite sex but acting like they were singing to the... No, who do you think was singing to the opposite sex but really was singing to the same sex artist?
Luther Vandross.
Luther Vandross.
Good one.
Maxwell.
Who else? Who?
Maxwell.
What y'all think about Johnny Gill?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I mean, I thought that was a given. You need this.
Hold on. I got one for you. What about, what's that girl? Is that your chick? Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott.
We know
she's I never thought she was rapping to a dude, though. She always a little.
Yeah.
Right? MC Light. MC Light.
Definitely was talking to her girlfriend. Because it was so unbelievable. Even when
she got married.
She got married even when she died.
She finally got it right. Come on, yo. We got a sister that got it right. That's our beautiful sister.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just get tired. You be like, that's when you be sitting there when y'all, I don't know how I go, but you be sitting. Listen, let me tell y'all something so y'all can get this. The divorce rate in lesbian relationships are 93%. And the divorce rate in male heterosexual relationships is like 60-something. Moral of the story, even women can't get along with women.
Other women.
They going back straight. After 2 years, you be like, you still with the girl? Oh, hell nah. I'm back on the things again. You know what I mean? I let that girl alone. She just wanted to lick around and lick me all the time. Lick me, lick me, lick me.
You bye, Mark. We getting up?
Y'all better let me go. Cause
look, y'all.
This ain't right.
We coming to the end. But you can subscribe to That's What I'm Saying, the podcast. You can listen to us on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Speaker, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast, you can listen to us. And we just want to thank our special guest, our brother, Mark Curry, for being here, for spending the time with us and really just kicking it. We love you, bro, so very much. You know, I love you so much.
I love y'all both more.
Love you, Mark.
I love both of y'all so much. And I'm going to say thank y'all for having me. And then, again, just let me know. Text me. I can send you the application on my truck. I need a truck. I'm just joking. Yeah. I'm going to get me a truck tomorrow.
I know. This is why.
I love y'all, man. Have me back again.
Yeah, definitely.
This was fun. I like joking more than being serious.
I know. We got to do it soon.
All right, we'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a nice little sign.
Yeah.
I love y'all. Shantice, forward
love
that
you.
Link. Love y'all. Forward that link. No, I'm still kidding. I love y'all. See y'all later.